Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, we bring you a story of an Indian giver, which is appropriately or inappropriately titled The Indian Sign. It is written by Charles B. Smith and stars Parley Bear.
Henry Haddon was an ordinary little man who lived with his wife in an ordinary little house on the Jersey side of the Hudson, not too far from the Holland Tunnel. During his 19 years of married life, he had never once considered changing his very ordinary existence. Never, that is, until the day he became haunted. The ghost appeared on a morning that began much like any other, except that Henry received a registered letter.
Who's it from, Henry?
A lawyer over in Manhattan. John Winslow, attorney at law.
Last time we got one of those, it was from that finance company, remember?
I remember.
Well, open it up. Whatever's in there, it won't change, no matter how long you put off reading it.
Yes, I guess you're right. Dear Mr. Haddon, you no doubt have heard of the sudden death of your uncle, George M. Haddon.
Yeah, we heard. Cost us $7 for flowers.
As you were his closest living relative, it was his desire, according to the terms of his will, that you inherit his entire estate.
George!
Wait a minute, Margaret. There's more. However, inasmuch as your uncle has been retired for some years, and inasmuch as he had suffered numerous business losses prior to his retirement, I regret to inform you that the estate consists of only $35 cash.
Only what?
And one large trunk, contents unknown.
$35, indeed! He never had any business losses.
Yeah, no,
he
Margaret.
Drank it up, that's what he did.
Margaret.
And he chased women. Remember the time we saw him at the show with that person?
Well, whatever he did it with his own money. We might do the same if given the chance.
You just try it, Mr. Henry Haddon. See how far you get.
Oh, well, now, I didn't mean that I ever would, Margaret. And besides, before you go saying things about the dead, wait till we see what's in that trunk.
It'll be empty. I'm willing to stake my future it'll be empty.
Now, you don't know for sure. It could be full of...
Yes.
Well, what's in it might surprise both of us.
I'd be surprised if anything's in it. That lawyer tell you where it's at?
Oh, well, let me see. The trunk is now stored in the attic of the old brownstone on East 14th Street, where your uncle lived for so many years. You may take possession at any time.
It started to rain as Henry parked in front of the old brownstone house. After explaining his mission to the landlady, he started up the four flights of stairs. The attic was dark and musty, and he hesitated a moment, gathering his courage before entering. But once inside, he had no trouble locating the old trunk and opening it. At first glance, it seemed to be empty. But then he noticed what appeared to be a scroll of parchment in the very bottom of the trunk. He picked it up and was about to unroll it when something, some instinct told him he was no longer alone.
Who's there? Well, I know someone's in here. Where are you? Answer me.
I'm right here, Henry.
What? Where?
Here, beside you.
You're lying. No one is near me.
Oh, really, Henry? Let me take your hand.
Go away now. Keep away from me.
But, Henry, I want to be your friend.
No, please. Please, go away. No, don't touch me.
Oh, Henry, really? You're being very childish.
Please, whoever you are, go away, please.
I'd really like to, Henry. And I could if you'd help me.
help you? How could I help a ghost?
Oh, quite easily. All you would have to do is sign your name on the bottom of that deed you're holding.
A deed? You mean this parchment is the deed to some property?
Yes.
Well, why do you want my signature on it? The only land I own's over in Jersey.
Oh, now, you shouldn't ask so many questions. Not if you really want me to go away.
Oh, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
Then sign it.
All right, my nerves are... Miss, I cannot hold the parchment and sign it, too.
I'll help you, but I'll have to materialize. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I do mind.
Oh, why?
Well, because I would just rather you stayed invisible.
Well, you're certainly nothing like your Uncle George.
Oh, you knew Uncle George?
Mm. And he was quite nasty when he couldn't see me. Now you watch. There's really nothing to it. See?
Oh, yeah.
Henry, can't you see my form?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Oh, thank goodness. For a moment, I was afraid I'd run out of ectoplasm.
Oh, my, no. It looks like you've got plenty of that. Say, I just noticed you're an Indian.
I was the fairest maiden in our tribe.
Oh, well, I can believe that, all right, Miss...
Tanchi Ray. My friends call me Tanchi.
Well, Miss Tanchi, may I ask you a personal question?
If it's not too personal.
How long have you been dead?
Over 300 years.
Oh, my, that is a long time.
I know. Henry, please sign this thing. If you do, I'll go away and never bother you again.
Well, now that I've seen you, I'm not so sure I want you to leave. Besides, I haven't taken a close look at what it says here. And I couldn't possibly sign without knowing what I'm... Say, look here, this is all written in a foreign language.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I told you. It's only a property deed. Now, come on, sign it.
No, ma'am, no. Not until I know exactly what it says. I'm going to take it uptown and have it translated.
Don't you dare!
Well, now, I am not putting my name to something I can't read.
That's final.
You just try stopping me and you'll find out.
Wait, Henry. You win. I'll tell you what it says.
Well, now, what makes you so sure I'll believe you?
Don't be insulting.
Well, I am not promising to sign it regardless.
I know. But I want you to know the consequences if you don't sign it.
What do you mean by that?
If you refuse to put your signature to it, I shall haunt you, Henry Haddon. As I have haunted your ancestors, I will go where you go, do what you do. Understand?
Oh, yes, I guess
so. Well, then sit down. It's a long story. This was written in 1626, on the day my father, the chief of our tribe, and the other braves went off on a hunting trip. They had been gone about an hour when several Dutchmen arrived at our village. Their leader wanted to buy our land. He offered me several strands of beads and two bolts of red cloth. Being young and foolish, I accepted his offer. He had the deed drawn up and I signed.
What did your pa say when he got back?
He wouldn't speak to me. That night, the elders decided that I must persuade the Dutchman to sign the deed returning our lands. And if I was not able to do this while I lived, then I would be cursed to stay on earth, haunting him and his descendants until the owner of the deed did sign returning our lands.
Yes, but my goodness, there have been over 300 years of descendants. Why couldn't you get one of the others to sign it?
Well, the deed was lost for over 200 years.
Oh.
The man who found it was... He didn't want me to leave.
Well, what about Uncle George?
Oh, he didn't either. Henry, won't you sign it, please?
Oh, no. Well, now, I don't know. I'd like some time to think about it, Tanchi.
How much time?
Oh, well, my, a couple of hours.
No more than that.
No. Say, that Dutchman, that ancestor of mine... What was his name?
Minuit. Peter Minuit.
Well, wasn't he the man that... Tanchi, what land did you sell him?
Manhattan. You're the rightful owner of Manhattan Island, Henry.
Henry, is that you?
Yes.
Well, you certainly took your sweet time about getting back here. You feel all right.
Fine.
You look peculiar.
Well, I never felt better.
Well, I suppose you'd know. What took you so long?
Oh, I stopped in at the library. I had to check on a couple of things.
Well, I hope you didn't forget why you went to the city.
No.
Where'd you put the trunk?
I left it over there.
Left? You mean to say you wasted all that time and money without accomplishing what you set out to do? I told you to bring it back. We could at least sell
Margaret,
it and get...
shut up.
Oh!
And get yourself out of my den. I've got some thinking to do.
Henry Haddon, you've been drinking. You took a drink. That's what kept you so long.
Margaret,
library indeed.
Woman, if you don't close your yap and leave this room, I am not going to be responsible.
Oh!
For
I...
Bravo.
Oh, Conchie.
Naturally.
Well, now, I asked for time to think.
You've had it. Decided?
Yes. And I'm not signing.
You know what this means?
Yes, I do. Oh. Hello?
Mr. Haddon? John Winslow, I received your message.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I want to make an appointment with you for tomorrow morning, Mr. Winslow.
Very well, but if it concerns your uncle's estate...
No, it is something much more important.
Oh?
Yes, sir. I'm going to sue the city of New York.
You're going to what?
Sue the city.
It's a pretty drastic step to take, Mr. Haddon.
I know it.
I suppose you have sufficient ground.
I sure do. They have built the city on my land.
It took some time for Henry to convince the attorney that he seriously intended bringing suit against the city of New York for being, as Henry put it, on his land. But finally he did, and they made an appointment for the next morning. After replacing the phone, Henry called to the ghost of the Indian girl, who, so far to his relief, had not materialized. When she did not answer, he thought she had probably returned to the attic of the old brownstone house, so he stretched out on the sofa and relaxed. But only for a moment.
Good heavens. Margaret, what is it? Margaret!
Oh, you wicked, vile, contemptible, lecherous old man!
What?
What
is wrong with you?
In there. Look in there, you'll see.
In there?
That woman. The woman you dared to bring into my home.
Woman?
She is taking a shower.
Oh, no.
Don't you deny it, you roué. I saw her.
Hey, now, Margaret, that is no woman.
I know my biology.
She's a ghost. She is not real.
Oh, I suppose the water she splashed in my face wasn't wet.
Now, Margaret, settle down and let me tell you the whole story.
Oh, I've heard the whole story from your paramour. Oh, she opened my eyes, let me tell you. What a fool I've been cooking for you, ironing your shirts, and all the time you've been carrying on with her.
What?
And now you have the nerve to invite her into my home. Well, this is the last straw. And if you think you're going to get away with it, you've got another think coming. Goodbye, you. You wolf.
Margaret, where are you going?
To my sister Agatha's. I'll send for my things tomorrow.
But Margaret...
To say that Henry spent a hectic night would be putting it mildly. But in spite of the female ghost, he managed to arrive at the attorney's office bright and early the next morning.
Come in, Mr. Haddon. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Haddon, this is Dr. Jan Kraus, an associate of mine.
I am glad to know you, Mr. Haddon.
Thank you, doctor.
And I've told the doctor about our phone conversation.
Oh, you are very interesting, Mr. Haddon. Do you still believe that you own Manhattan Island?
Yes, sir, I know I do.
Uh-huh. And what makes you so sure?
Well, I told Mr. Winslow why.
Well, tell me, please.
Well, because of the deed and what Tanchi said.
Tanchi?
She's the ghost I told you about.
Aha!
That right, Mr. Haddon?
Yes, sir, that's right. Look, I've got the deed right here in my pocket. Now, maybe you'd like to try reading it, Doctor.
I would very, very much.
Right. Here.
Thank you. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse me for a few moments.
Of course, of course. Oh, sit down, Mr. Haddon. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Yes, cigar?
No, thank you.
Das knippe, knippe, pudelnicht.
Well, Haddon, I've given serious thought to this matter. Ah. If the document is what you claim, and you can prove that you are without a doubt descended from Peter Minuit, and therefore the legal owner of the deed, we might have a leg to stand on. But we must have absolute and indisputable proof.
Well, how could we get that? I mean, Uncle George left me the deed.
Well, who told you what it was?
Tanchi.
Oh, yes, the Indian ghost.
Mr. Winslow, suppose she testifies for me. She was an eyewitness.
Well, I don't...
If she materialized, they would have to accept her testimony.
Oh, yes, definitely. But do you think she'd be willing to testify in your behalf?
You mean because I haven't signed the deed over to her?
Yes.
Dear, I hadn't thought of that.
Mr. Winslow.
Well, Doctor?
Mr. Winslow, we owe this gentleman an apology.
Are you saying that this thing is genuine?
The Dutch script. It is a dialect that has not been used in over 200 years. And the age of the parchment, Mr. Winslow, as you know, antique documents are only my hobby, but I will stake my reputation that chemical analysis of the ink on that parchment will establish its complete validity.
Well, Mr. Haddon, if you can talk that Indian ghost into appearing in court, we'll sue.
After completing his arrangements with the attorney, Henry returned to his home and had a long talk with the Indian girl. Then, after calling his attorney again, he tried to locate his wife. He was still trying late that afternoon.
Hello?
Margaret?
Oh, it's you.
Oh, Margaret, I'm lonely. Won't you come home, please?
Are you out of your mind? Do you think I want to live with you after all you've done, you publicity hound?
Publicity hound?
Certainly. Haven't you seen the papers?
No.
Suing the city for $50 billion. I suppose you'll say that's not true either.
Oh, no, it's just that I didn't think it'd be in the paper so soon.
Then it is true.
Well, yes, you see what I... Hello? Margaret? Margaret?
Did she hang up on you?
Yes, I wonder why.
She doesn't understand you, Henry.
No, I guess not. Oh, do you know what I wish, Tanchi?
Now what?
I wish Uncle George had left that deed to somebody else.
Well, darling, if you want to get rid of it, all you have to do is take out your fountain pen and...
I know, but I can't. Not now. It's too late. Oh, good night. All right, I'm coming.
Henry, my friend.
Mr. Winslow.
I tried to reach you by phone, but your line's been busy.
Yes, I know.
Henry, we've got them on the run.
We what?
Yes, sir. Word that your claim is authentic and documented has somehow leaked to the newspapers. It's caused a panic over there, sir.
What?
A panic of the property owners.
Oh, no, now
and because of the crisis, the mayor wants us to appear before the city council at 9 in the morning.
For what?
Why, to settle with us out of court. That's for what?
After spending another sleepless night, Henry arrived to appear before the city council. The meeting room was crowded with newspaper men who questioned Henry for quite a while, but finally the hearing got underway. Henry told his story. The deed was examined by scholars and pronounced authentic. Then Mr. Winslow was asked to produce his star witness.
Tanchi Ray, please come forward.
Oh. Hey, Henry, you really expect a ghost to show up here?
Tanchi Ray, if you are present, please come to the front of the room.
Oh, what's the matter, Henry? Your ghost afraid to show her face?
Well, Mr. Winslow.
Wait, here she comes. Tanchi? Tanchi?
Yes, Henry, I'm here.
Well, She told her story, and of course, being as she was what she was, nobody in the room was about to question him. A few minutes later, the mayor rose to speak. He was about to concede defeat when Henry interrupted him.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Hatton.
Well, excuse me, Your Honor, but before this thing goes any further, there's something I have to do. May I have that scroll of parchment, please?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, sir. It's your property.
Thank you, sir.
Henry, what are you up to?
You see. May I borrow your pen, Mr. Winslow?
Henry, think that. Think.
I have a lot.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, Tan Chi, I'll do what I should have done the day we met.
Henry, do you realize what you've done?
Yes. I have given up all claim I ever had to Manhattan Island.
Order! Order! Order, please! Mr. Hatton.
Just a moment, Your Honor.
Henry.
Yes, Tanchi. You can go to your rest now. The land has been returned to your people.
Oh, thank you, Henry. I'll never forget you. Henry!
Order! Order, please. Please, may I have some order? Order, please, now. And now that she's gone, Mr. Hatton, would you mind telling us why you let things go this far if you intended to return the deed to her all along?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I had two reasons. First of all, I've never amounted to much in my life. It's been, well, kind of ordinary. But with that deed, well, I saw it was my chance to be somebody, if only for a little while.
I see. What was your second reason?
Well, Mr. Mayor, nobody, but nobody, and especially my wife, believed that Tan Chi Ray was a ghost.
Well, no one will dispute your word now, Henry.
Henry! Henry!
Oh, Margaret, what are you doing here?
Oh, I don't suppose I should have come, but I just had to. Oh, Henry, I'm so ashamed. I don't know what to say to you.
Well, then I'll say it for both of us. Margaret, let's go home.
They reached their car and started downtown. By the time they neared the Holland Tunnel, they'd agreed to forget everything that happened. But just as they entered the tunnel, they saw the strangest thing. Coming out of it, up from the Jersey side, were a whole lot of Indians. And they were acting crazy, like, well, like maybe they owned the place.
Romance is produced and directed in Hollywood by Anthony Ellis. Today's story, The Indian Sign, was written for Romance by Charles B. Smith and starred Parley Bear as Henry. Others in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Paula Winslow, Victor Perrin, G. Stanley Jones, and John Daner. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith and Amerigo Marino. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance next week at this same time. When a man has risked everything to escape to the free world, it is a bitter thing to find only starvation in that promised land for which he suffered so much. The hard fact is that thousands of refugees in various areas of the free world are in just that situation. Our government is working on the problem. The United Nations has its program as well. But both of them rely on voluntary agencies to supplement their work. You can help by sending a dollar to CARE. $1 sends up to 22 pounds of food to the neediest areas abroad in your name. Send your dollar to CARE, New York 16. That's CARE, New York 16. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.